I am Airman First Class Richard Rubio on this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, Command Post Award winners in Space Warfighting Framework. The 31st Fighter Wing Command Post team was recognized for their hard work by winning the 2024 Department of the Air Force Large Command Post of the Year Award. This award showcases the Command Post's exceptional performance and vital contributions to ensuring mission success.
The 31st Fighter Wing Command Post operates 24/7, delivering mobility and conventional Air Force capabilities in support of U.S. and NATO no-fail missions, executing operations, incident responses, exercises, and inspections. Success is embedded in their culture, demonstrated by multiple individual and unit-level awards at the USAFE AF Africa level, culminating in a second Department of the Air Force award in 3 years. Staff Sergeant Alexis Copeland, 31st Fighter Wing Command Post alternate non-commissioned officer in charge for command and control operations and training, says that leadership is a strong factor for their continued success in winning awards.
Lieutenant Colonel Cass and Senior Gillespie have done so much for this command post. They fight for us all the time, whether it's from our day-to-day ops or getting us awards or meetings or briefings. They've just done a great job. We're lucky to have really good leadership, and I know that they'll continue to do that, and they'll take care of the future airmen here as well.
Copeland also says that these awards highlight the vital role the command post plays in supporting the 31st Fighter Wing mission. I'm Senior Airman Brandon Nelson, AFN News.
Space Warfighting Framework. With your Air Force news, I'm Airman First Class Phil Edwards. The U.S. Space Force has released its Space Warfighting Framework, outlining the service's vision for achieving and maintaining space superiority. This landmark document underscores the critical importance of space superiority as a joint force priority, recognizing it as an essential element for the success of military operations across all domains. The framework establishes a common lexicon for counter-space operations, which will be executed across three primary mission areas: orbital warfare, electromagnetic warfare, and cyberspace warfare. Chief of Space Operations, General Chan Saltzman, says the force must be prepared to employ capabilities for offensive and defensive purposes to deter and, if necessary, defeat aggressors that threaten vital national interests. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Airman First Class Richard Rubio.